Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for all this chaos. Brad's been with us now for 21-plus years. IAStraining.com. Check it out, and you'll find all the things he does to help people get the kind of sales training that we're talking about. If you need help, let Brad help you. Brad, thanks again for being here. They can find your books there, and your weekly sales tip is there. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. You'll be smarter when you do. We've been talking about what you call the four elements of the arts and science of selling, products and techniques we've already talked about, operations and customer service. What do we need to train them on operations? Is that like making sure we don't tell them we can deliver something sooner than we can?
Well, that is a major component of it, absolutely. But it's mainly how the business is run and, you know, the ins and outs and how to do special orders if you need to. And
right.
How not to tick off
the delivery men and women. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
If you want to be successful in sales, folks, if you want to be successful in sales, do not tick off the warehouse delivery people. They will
exactly.
Hold you hostage.
Yes, they do. Absolutely, they do. But, you know, operational things are also as far as attending educational courses and those kinds of things and increasing your personal value to the company. And, you know, I think it's all those things that kind of add up into a great big circle that just seems to fit.
I think to a large degree, those are organic and pretty natural in a lot of businesses. And what about customer service? I think the customer service training depends a lot on the type of people at the top. Are they dedicated to customer service or not? Right? What do you think?
Well, I think so too.
And I mean, everybody says they are, but that doesn't mean that they are.
No, it's just lip service. Most businesses are giving you. It's not your true customer service.
You mean like when I walk in and the owner waits on me, I know he's the owner or she's the owner, and they wait on me and I walk out and they never say thank you? You mean like that?
Yeah, those kinds of things. And I know this will trip your trigger, but saying, not a problem. When
Don't get me started.
But, yeah, I know. But, you know, it's getting so bad out there that I'm surprised anybody stays in business. And I just really believe that every time a customer leaves a business or leaves some interaction with a salesperson, they better feel like a confetti cannon just went off in their head.
Yeah.
You're so damned appreciative you even talk to them, for crying out loud. I don't care whether they purchase from you or not, but, you know, that's all part of the process because not everybody's going to buy on a first visit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of selling yourself and selling the company.
And now you've got all this online competition. I mean, if you're a plant in the ground, you got a fixed-base operation. I don't care if you have got a website. If people come in your building, you need to love them up like they've never been loved up before. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And, you know, that's what the point was in the previous segment where, you know, it's more important to sell yourself and sell the company than it is the product. And if you haven't taught your people on how to sell themselves and how to sell the company, then you're missing what people are buying, for crying out loud.
And Brad, that's what I call relevance, because you and I both know that today people are ruling you and your competitors in or out based on whether you're relevant to them long before they even know if your price is right or not.
Well, usually it's when they're doing their Google search on the internet, they know if you're relevant or not.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
But if they actually show up and you don't prove your relevance, then you failed.
Yeah, even quicker, yes.
And you will fail.
You know, you've got to have good reviews. Because, you know, I just saw a stat that, you know, 70% of the people, before they even contact the business, already looked at your reviews online.
Yeah. And they're more likely to believe those reviews than they are your marketing message.
Absolutely.
The research shows that.
The marketing message came from you. Yep, I believe it to be true. So, absolutely.
So, but the good now the good. Let's leave them with some good news. Besides your company,
the good news is
they can talk with you to get you to help them. I know you work with people all over the country, but they can also get a lot of training online that costs nothing, can't they?
Absolutely, they can. And we just started something new, by the way, where we're doing sales training and management training via YouTube videos.
Ooh.
And
what's that? What's that channel? What's the channel?
It's just trainretail.com.
Trainretail.com. Folks, check that out. Hey, Brad, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Brad Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Trainretail.com. Check that website out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.